Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Addressing the gathering at the Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth in India. He said India is the sixth largest textiles and apparels exporter today. He said India's exports in the textiles sector is currently 3 lakh crore rupees and the target is to reach 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030.
भारत टैक्स दुनिया भर के पॉलिसी मेकर्स सीईओ और इंडस्ट्री लीडर्स के लिए एंगेजमेंट कोलैबोरेशन और पार्टनरशिप का एक बहुत ही मजबूत मंच बन रहा है। इस आयोजन के लिए सभी स्टेक होल्डर्स का प्रयास बहुत सराहनीय है। मैं इसके काम में जुटे हुए सब लोगों को हृदय से बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ।
The Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex, a major global event, began on Friday and will continue till tomorrow. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the Adi Mahotsav 2025 at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said the traditions and way of living of tribal people in the country enrich the culture of the nation.
पिछले 10 वर्षों के दौरान जनजातीय समाज के समग्र विकास के लिए अनेक प्रभावी कदम उठाया गया है। ट्राइबल डेवलपमेंट बजट 5 गुना बढ़कर लगभग 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपया हो गया है। इसके अलावा ट्राइबल वेलफेयर बजट एलोकेशन 3 गुना बढ़कर लगभग 15,000 करोड़ रुपया हो गई है। 2025-26 के बजट में केंद्र सरकार ने आदिवासी विकास हेतु शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य सेवा, कौशल विकास तथा आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण पर विशेष बल दिया।
The festival, which will continue till the 24th of this month, brings together over 600 tribal artisans, 500 performing artists, and 25 tribal food stalls representing the diverse traditions of more than 30 states and union territories. Railways has started a high-level inquiry into the incident of stampede at the New Delhi railway station last night, in which 18 people lost their lives. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said a two-member high-level inquiry committee has been constituted to probe the stampede incident. He said Principal Chief Commercial Manager Narsingh Dev and Principal Chief Security Commissioner Pankaj Gangwar are part of the committee. The President, the Prime Minister, Home and Defence Ministers and Railways have expressed grief over the incident. Northern Railways have announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased, while those who sustained serious injuries will be compensated with 2.5 lakh rupees. Individuals with minor injuries will receive 1 lakh rupees. In Gujarat, voting was held today for local body elections in the state. Long queues of voters were seen at the polling stations. A total of 5,084 candidates were in the fray. Counting of votes will be held on Tuesday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, delivering a keynote address at the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman. The minister said that connectivity projects should be consultative and transparent. In Mali, 42 people were killed in a gold mine collapse in the eastern part of the country. Local officials said the accident occurred at Bilali Koto in Dabia commune yesterday. The government representative in Keniba district confirmed the death toll. Authorities are still checking if the mine run by Chinese nationals was legal. In cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on UP Warriors in the third match of the Women's Premier League today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. Gujarat Giants began the season with a 6-wicket defeat against Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.